Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Now, let's get to the Block Club Chicago Report, extremely local news, and Seamus Toomey. And Seamus, I like this story you got about what's going on in Wicker Park. Tell us about this.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. Good morning. We've been trying to highlight the businesses and the organizations all around the area that are trying to do what they can to get us through this. And this, in particular, is named Demo's Pizza, 1615 North Damon. Pizza place. They've got a couple locations, but basically running out of this operation now. And they've been doing a handful of things, including sending stacks and stacks of pizzas to different hospitals for all the healthcare workers. But the part of that really caught my eye was they are making face shields, acrylic face shields, for hospital workers in their pizza ovens.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing. You know, it's, you know, you look at the prototype, it's a pretty simple device. You know, you're just looking at the plastic shield, and then they've made Velcro and foam for the top of it to protect the forehead. And it goes, you know, well below the neck. And the owner, Dimitri Serkin Nicolau, figured out how to do it, and he's been doing it, and he uses the ovens to heat up the acrylic so he can, you know, get the nice curve to it. And it's so far so good. He's hoping to start mass producing these in the ovens and get them out to hospitals. And, you know, you got to imagine they probably smelled a little bit like pizza.
Hey, why not? Not bad. That's at 1615 North Damon Avenue. Well, good for Demo's Pizza. And let's move over to the south side now. And this is something that could be helpful, especially if you've got kids in the house.
Yeah, this is, you know, the free little libraries that are all over town. A lot of them are in parks that you can't get to anymore, but there's some that are near community centers that are still available, including the Quarry Event Center, which is in South Shore. It's at 2423 East 75th Street. And what the organizers there are doing is they've created these care packages for families, particularly for kids, to kind of help pass some time. They've stacked them with, there's crayons, there's paintbrushes, there's coloring books. They've cut pages out of Chance the Rapper's coloring book and Hebrew Brantley's coloring book. So there's some, you know, some recognizable things that you can work on. And, you know, it's just a way to, if you're going out and getting a little exercise, be careful, go out there. But they've got these they look like sort of old newspaper boxes, you know, and they have them shoved in there. They've pre-sanitized them, but also they've got Clorox wipes inside of the bag. So if you want to wipe stuff down, they've got all the materials for you. It's a great idea. They're going to expand it to a couple different areas. They want to get some out into Englewood and Auburn Gresham. But the first stop now is at the Quarry Event Center in South Shore.
And that's at 2423 East 75th. And again, you can get all the stories we talk about here and more information at blockclubchicago.org. And finally, we have a contest up north in Rogers Park. What's this all about, Seamus?
Yeah, you know, up on the other side of the city, and yeah, Rogers Park, there's a community center aimed for kids called Circles and Ciphers. And they're organizing an art contest where they want people just to, you know, while we're safe inside, as your caller said, not stuck inside, safe inside.
Yep.
To come up with a way to use art to express how you're feeling, whether the anxiety or the nervousness or whatever we're feeling, come up with artwork. It could be it could be a poem, it could be a rap, it could be a short video, it could be spoken word, it could be a painting. Do that, post it with the hashtag social distance challenge, and they're gonna pick the winners. They're gonna give cash prizes to the top three, as well as some care packages that you can use. You can go into their studios at some point and record. This is up in Rogers Park. So they really just want to get people, you know, coming together from a distance to express themselves and just kind of say how we're all getting through this.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And you know what? We like the good news that you're reporting.
Yeah.
And also, we like to remember members of our family that who maybe we can't see these days. But I know you have a special shout-out this Friday, don't you?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. One of WGN's biggest fans, she's got it on all the time, probably for all 84 years of her life. It's her birthday this week. Rena Johnston of Aurora. We love her very much. She's my mother-in-law, and I don't even need to tell her when I'm going to be on because she's listening all the time. So we love you. We miss you. We hope to see you in person real soon.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
What's her name, Seamus?
Rena Johnston.
Rena. Okay. Well, thanks. And happy day to her. And happy weekend to you, Seamus. Thanks for the report.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.